Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Wall Street is walking towards another doozy of a drop amid the coronavirus confusion out there.
The better people to ask about the outlook for the stock market are going to be the epidemiologists and the healthcare officials.
Nobody likes this kind of uncertainty in a dynamic situation where we just don't have enough information.
Deadly traffic chaos is catching New Yorkers by surprise.
Calling a spate of pedestrian deaths a public health crisis, lawmakers seek a rating system on the safety of SUVs and other large vehicles. I'm Marla Diamond in East New York.
South Carolina seems to be the contest Joe Biden has been waiting for.
This nation isn't looking for a revolution. It's looking for results.
Bernie Sanders says, don't count me out.
The establishment, in case you haven't noticed, they're getting very nervous.
The Rangers rallied to extend their record winning streak on the road. This is Brad Heller.
And we look back in history to a famous radio sign-off.
Now you know the rest of the story.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Good morning, I'm Paul Bernays.
Good morning, I'm Steve Scott in for Wayne Cabot, and today we begin with the search for focus on coronavirus.
Uncertainty is something that Wall Street just hates. What we don't know about coronavirus has hammered the markets into correction territory from record highs in just a matter of days.
Asian markets tumbled more than 3% today. Some European stock markets have plunged by nearly 4% in Friday trading. And the futures point to Wall Street giving up even more today. CNBC's Steve Leisman tells WCBS there's chill down the spine in the markets.
It's just impossible to game this out. Nobody knows if this thing goes away in a week or if it's around for a year. I think the better people to ask about the outlook for the stock market are going to be the epidemiologists and the healthcare officials. If they can give you some certainty that this thing is going to be under control and the United States is not going to have to shut down for at least some period of time, then I think people will work their way back into stocks. There will be support for the stock market. They're taking their cue from the health officials right now, and everybody on Wall Street has kind of become an epidemiologist of late.
Steve Leisman there from CNBC. A whistleblower's report obtained by the New York Times says federal employees responding to the virus lacked proper gear and training as they interacted with Americans in quarantine. This happened at two military bases in California, according to that report, where Americans arrived after evacuation from hot zones in China and elsewhere.
The director of the National Center on Disaster Preparedness, Erwin Redlener, told our Peter Haskell, clouds around COVID-19 are not helping people make decisions.
I've gotten many calls and texts from people. We're supposed to go to Los Angeles over the weekend. We have a trip planned to Paris 2 weeks from now. Should we cancel the reservations? My answer is, if it was today and if it was me, I'd go to Paris and I would go to Los Angeles. I'm not sure that I'd give you the same answer 2 or 3 days from now. There's just no way to know. And this is a very difficult challenge, actually, because nobody likes this kind of uncertainty in a dynamic situation where we just don't have enough information. And by nobody, I mean the general public, as well as doctors and public health officials and political leaders.
There have been no confirmed cases here in New York City, but a recent traveler to Italy is under corona watch this morning. The city's health commissioner says a city resident reported symptoms of COVID-19 after coming home from Italy. Test results are pending. 6 others have been tested and cleared in the 5 boroughs, and about 700 people are being monitored for the bug across the entirety of New York State.
We have news this morning about the commute. We are hearing from the top person on transportation in Washington on the stalled project to fix the Under the Hudson ride. But first, a report from Metro Park after last night's latest Penn Station debacle. Sean Adams is out with writers. Sean?
Well, signal problems at Penn Station once again snarled the evening commute. NJT commuters packed together like sardines, shoulder to shoulder, and they waited out hour-long delays last night.
It's crazy. Nobody knows where they're going. There's no information like where the trains come in. It's just like a mayhem to the track.
New Jersey's Association of Rail Passengers is frustrated by all this, the chronic problems. They're circulating a petition seeking the removal of the head of NJT. Well, Governor Murphy, he's standing by his man, Kevin Corbett. Meanwhile, more delays ahead in the years to come. It's a funding fight for new rail tunnels under the Hudson, so in the meantime, we're learning now that the federal government will rehab the century-old tunnels that are literally crumbling. And you know what that means? It means years of work and years of service slowdowns to come. Reporting live at the Metro Park Station, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 80.
Thank you, Sean. Stock futures are indicating another big drop. Joe Connolly's here with this morning's big money story, Joe.
Well, there were signs of panic selling yesterday, Paul, when the Dow dropped 1,200 points. And panic selling can be the first sign declines will level off. When stocks decline like this, at some point, people start saying, this stock at this price looks like a pretty good buy, but it's not clear we're at that point yet.
Joe Connolly this morning. It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup on a Friday morning here at WCBS.
Campaign 2020, Super Tuesday.
The race for the White House is shifting into high gear for the Democrats, with South Carolina voting tomorrow ahead of Super Tuesday. The latest Monmouth poll has Joe Biden with a 20-point lead over Bernie Sanders, 36-16%, after three losses for Biden in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada.
I'm Jim Crisul in Georgetown, South Carolina. Former Vice President Joe Biden touted the endorsement of influential South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn as Biden opened his remarks in this coastal city.
Today was an important day for me, mainly because a friend of 40 years made an impassioned endorsement of me.
Part of Biden's core message, this year's election is a battle for the soul of the country. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Georgetown, South Carolina.
Sanders rallied in North Charleston, telling voters here that he cares about the same issues they do, including reproductive rights. He says President Trump thinks climate change is a hoax.
Well, I believe that Donald Trump is a hoax.
Sanders also joyously points to the ground he's been gaining in the Palmetto State. He calls Biden a friend, but says Biden doesn't have the voting record that will excite people and beat President Trump. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Charleston, South Carolina.
New ideas on stopping a bloody season in New York traffic. Marla Diamond has the story after Craig's full forecast.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. Live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now on the Morning News Roundup, here's WCBS Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
It's in the 20s out there this morning, upper 20s around the city, lower to mid-20s in the northern and western suburbs, and enough of a breeze, obviously not as strong as yesterday, but still running 15 to 25 miles per hour, so that we have wind chills in the mid and upper teens this morning. Today's high will be up around 40, a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, 25 to 30, 20 to 25 inland. Intervals of clouds and sun for Saturday. So we start the weekend with cold weather, 35 to 40, and end the weekend with sunshine and a little bit milder, highs up around or a little over 40. But it is cold this morning, 28. We had a couple flurries north of the city earlier this morning and east, but that seems to have pretty much dried out. 28, humidity 47%, and the wind chill is 18.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
One thing's for certain, we've had it with deadly crashes involving pedestrians and drivers here in New York City, but what can we do? Some ideas will be voiced today in Brooklyn, where the latest tragedy has us shaking our heads. Marla Diamond covered the latest accident yesterday, live this morning back in East New York. Marla.
Yeah, and we were here in the morning as investigators gathered video and other evidence from yet another tragedy, Paul. 7-year-old Payson Lott and his mom crossing Pennsylvania Avenue. He was going to school when a Jeep Cherokee making a right turn plowed into the pair, leaving the boy dead, the fifth fatality in the city since Sunday. His mother was injured. The driver, identified by police as 48-year-old Susan Perot, remained at the scene. She was visibly distraught as she stood with investigators. She was driving with a suspended license, say police, and was charged with multiple counts of reckless driving. According to the DMV, that Cherokee SUV racked up 41 parking and speed camera violations since 2017.
Marla, we're going to be hearing from some people today about this problem. What are you hearing what they're going to have to say?
Well, State Senator Andrew Gornatez and the group Transportation Alternatives have scheduled a noon news conference to talk about several safety initiatives, including establishing a DMV database that rates SUVs and other large vehicles on how safe they are for the people outside of them, to encourage consumers to purchase vehicles that are less likely to kill others. They also want higher insurance rates for so-called dangerous cars with blind spots and high profiles that cause pedestrians to end up under the car when they're struck.
Marla Diamond this morning. She's in Brooklyn.
The Rangers on a roll. Brad Heller is here. Go Blue Shirts.
Yeah, Steve. They rallied for four goals in the third period and beat the Canadiens in Montreal last night 5-2. That is five straight wins, nine in a row on the road, adding to the franchise record. So, head coach David Quinn, are you enjoying this streak at all?
It was mentioned again when I was drinking my beer about 15 minutes ago, so we did enjoy it for 15 minutes.
The Rangers are 2 points out of a playoff spot now, 4 points behind the Islanders, who lost in overtime in St. Louis. The Devils also lost in overtime in San Jose. The Sixers handed the Knicks a sixth straight loss.
And we have the Mets and Astros in spring baseball this weekend, which should be pretty interesting.
Every game the Astros playing, Paul, in spring training so far has been interesting. Second time in 4 days, the Mets will face the Astros. We'll have the game tomorrow here on WCBS. Houston has gotten booed everywhere they've played so far as a result of this sign-stealing scandal. And we're going to hopefully find out more. We will find out more about this scandal this summer. Cadence 13, now part of the Intercom family, is doing an investigative podcast on the scandal, on the cheating, and it's going to be hosted by Sports Illustrated's Ben Ryder.
Obviously, their pursuit of an edge went too far. Exactly why that happened, how it happened, and what it means for baseball and really, you know, the sporting world at large is going to be a big thing I'm going to be investigating over the next several months in my podcast and documentary.
And Sports Illustrated's Ben Ryder. The podcast will be produced by the creators of Slow Burn, so we are certainly looking forward to that. Ben and I talked about Carlos Beltran's link to the scandal, the fallout, and more. The full interview with Ben's available at our website, WCBS880.com.
All right, Brad. Three things, and we dig into the archives for the Sound of This Day in History next.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup on a Friday with three things to know.
Number one, no sign of a rebound for Wall Street. The uncertainty around coronavirus drove stocks lower across Asia again. The Nikkei, Shanghai, and other markets fell by another 3%. Europe is off by 4% today, and the futures point to a continuing sell-off on Wall Street this morning.
Number two, the bug has canceled social media's biggest annual event. Facebook's Developers Conference in San Jose was on the calendar for May. But the company says, quote, we need to prioritize the health and safety of our partners.
And three, Tyler Perry says he has hired renowned pathologist Dr. Michael Bodden to examine the death of his nephew, who died in a Louisiana prison. Gavin Porter was serving time for killing his father and was found hanging in a cell where he was placed in isolation after fights with other inmates at Union Parish Detention Center. Authorities do not suspect foul play. Perry on Instagram says the system is, quote, notorious for cover-ups and getting it wrong.
And now we dig into the news archives. Wayne Cabot here with 88 Seconds and Sounds for this 28th day of February.
2013. This is the date Pope Benedict stepped aside, citing a lack of strength of mind and body.
He's the first pope to resign in some 600 years.
WCBS's Rich Lamb went to St. Patrick's to find a very somber Cardinal Dolan.
It's like watching your own dad get old.
You are a cardinal and you are conceivably a papabile. Is there a chance that, as you think about it now, I mean...
Is that why you're kneeling?
1993, bullets fly as the government executes an arrest warrant on Waco church leader David Koresh, leaving dead six members and four ATF agents. The standoff would drag on for 51 days and nights. Koresh's lawyer, Dick DeGuerin, with CBS's Peter Van Sant.
There were more than 70 ATF officers approaching with firearms and military helmets. In your definition, is that excessive force?
It certainly is. It never should have happened that way.
We said goodbye to MASH on this night in 1983, a season finale that still holds the ratings record.
The last scene that we shot, it was really kind of an image of one of the things that made the show good. To us, it was a personal experience.
Americans, may I have your undivided...
And it was farewell for Paul Harvey, who first broadcast in 1933 and died in 2009.
Now, page four.
And at 90 years old, he still had 2 years left on his contract.
Paul Harvey, good day.
Download our daily Morning News Roundup podcast. Search for it wherever you get your podcasts. Type in WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup and subscribe today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.